What are you doing out here without anyone to care for you? You look so scared. Are those tears? I've always heard that there were scared humans in hiding, but I've never seen one. I want to help ease your pain. Can you tell me what's wrong? Your clothes are torn, and you're covered in dirt and grime. How long have you been out here? You don't know. I know you're scared, but I promise I'm not dangerous. I might look scary, but I promise my looks have nothing to do with my personality. Not just me. You're not in hiding. You're a part of the first generation. Oh. That is what those who were born after the invasion were known as. Not all monsters had a chance to find a husband after the initial invasion. But we lost contact with our home, so we had to function on our own. There were a lot of monsters who fall under that name. About half of all monsters cared for human children before casting them on the streets once they could crawl. However, it was only the male children who were cast away, since most females could easily be converted into succubi or other monsters like werewolves, slimes, and merfolk. What I don't understand is why you fear us. Surely you wouldn't have any memories of that. So you thought that we killed humans because the man who took care of you was taken? That's terrible. Come here. It is only a hug. I'm only hugging you. See? It feels nice. Good boy. I promise you, this invasion is not normal. Usually, we have our queen to guide us and keep the more hard-headed monsters in line. In our home, we would take care of a human child in a heartbeat. Even monsters as prideful as dragons wouldn't turn away from a boy with no mother. I won't take you if you don't want to go. I do admit that there are monsters who could spoil you like me, but have more gentle looks. Well, there are were-sheeps, halstuars, some succubi, some slimes. Not all monsters like toying with scared humans. Trust me, I despise those who do. I'm helping you because I don't like seeing your kind suffer more than they have to. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in your shoes. Living in the alleys. Most people walking around outside are twice your size, if not more. The only father you've ever known being taken by a monster that fits the description of a manticore. I especially do not envy that thought. Watching as a manticore takes your friend. Evil beings. I hope that he broke early to spare any discomfort. Though that thought sounds so cruel. This world is scary. Even for humans that saw us invade. One second they were the top of the food chain, and in the next, they were no more than deer. Usually an invasion goes so quickly, and this fear dissipates before it can spread. I don't know what went wrong. I understand that we aren't the best group of people, but for once I truly felt like I deserved to be called a monster. Most monsters who were impatient and lacking the ability to track humans in hiding already left for the next invasion. Others, like werewolves, manticores, and Inari, stayed behind to track down humans with their enhanced senses. Most monsters aren't vicious. I would understand why an 8-foot-tall woman with gray skin and black fur would be scary. But they care for their mates. At the end of the day, all of us do. Some just show more emotion than others. Well, I've been trying to get at the rotten aftertaste of this invasion out of my mouth. That's why I search for boys like you. I haven't taken a mate yet, though. Most of your kind views my arachnid half as scary, and I don't blame them. I believe it's called arachnophobia. There's so many names for so many fears, and a lot of us cause those fears. Well, not all humans are willing to be taken in by a monster after just one meeting. I've spent up to a few months with some. I protect them from other monsters, and in return they let me educate them on how really we are. Most humans eventually cave in and take some of the cuddlier monsters. I always enjoy it when a man runs up to me in the street and thanks me for helping him. That is why I do it. Since monsters use demonic energy essentially and have indefinite lifespans with their husbands, I look forward to doing this for the rest of time. Of course, not all cases go well. There are some monsters that are not only vicious, but mentally dangerous, and unsuited for a human who has barely come to terms with the world. I wish these claws were just the result of evolution among our kind, but that isn't true. Monsters always fight amongst themselves without guidance. Most of it has settled down here, but some monsters are just evil. It's like how your kind can be both good and bad. Not all monsters are evil, but that doesn't mean all monsters are good. The process of getting a human to his desired mate is a stressful one. Technically, once a monster has their future husband in her arms, no one can touch them. But that doesn't mean some won't try. Some monsters require less demonic energy to operate and have normal lifespans as a result. In order to achieve a longer lifespan, they have to obtain a more demonic energy by converting a human male into an incubus. This process can be done naturally through marriage, but some monsters are desperate and greedy. There are minor groups among our ranks that take men and incubize them before selling them off to the highest bidder. In the eyes of our queen, this is very, very illegal. Unfortunately, the queen's grace does not reach this realm, and those who run these markets do not fear Lilim as much as her mother, the queen. The Lilim take pride in the word of her mother, and vows that every human male taken like that will be found. That is why most canine monsters go into law enforcement. They're excellent trackers, but also have a natural urge to protect those who are weak. A mother feline monster will take in a child, but any hellhound or wolf girl would take in and guard a human in a heartbeat. But that doesn't mean that some don't get past us. Goblins running the operation, and there is nothing greedier and sneakier than a goblin. We're finding humans from other realms in our realm of origin because of them. I'm not saying they're all bad, but when one is bad, the effects can be disastrous. But that is enough of that. How are you feeling? You've stopped trembling. That is a good sign. I suppose that's enough for today. I'll be by tomorrow. You don't want me to leave you? Are you sure? It's not that I don't want to, it's just that a few moments ago you were frightened of me. Are you sure you're ready to make that decision? You want me to protect you? Oh, hey, don't look down. I'm not upset that you feel that way. In fact, I'm delighted. Here, I'll carry you in my arms. How does that feel? You look so cute when you're nervous. Here we are. My kind usually stay in webs if we can make them, but due to our size, it takes a lot of space for one of us to live comfortably. However, this place was once a house with walls separating the rooms, so I'm sure that I can get someone to help make this place more hospitable for a cute boy like you. For now, I suppose you'll have to stay in the web with me. It might be a bit disorientating at first, but I need you to remember that I will not let you fall. Well, if you were to defy the odds and fall, I would catch you, and if I had to drop down to do it, I would use my lower body to take the force of the impact. Darling, I won't allow harm to come to you, I promise. All right, just hold on. Let me just climb up the web here. There, here we are. It is like a large hammock. All right, let's get you out of those clothes. You aren't intending to sleep in those rags, are you? Don't worry. I'll wrap you up in all of my silk. Just don't squirm. That's it. Good boy. Let me just wrap you up. There you are. Good boy. Do you trust me? Don't squirm. You'll hurt yourself. I'll make you feel good. This way, no one else can take you. This will just sting a little bit. I'll just kiss. Down. Your face. To the side of your neck. And bite. There. That's it. It's over. Just so cute. Is something trying to break free down here? That looks so uncomfortable. Here. Let me just move this out of the way of your... Oh, so large. Is this normal, or did my venom do this? I love the way your eyes roll back when I gently rake my claws over your manhood. It's already leaking pre-cum. You're a virgin, aren't you? And judging by how heavy these balls are, I'm assuming that you were taught against masturbation to keep monsters away from finding you. That's good for keeping them away. But when it comes to mating, if you actually wanted to run, these balls will lead to one trigger-happy penis, and your window to flee would have been so short. You're lucky that I found you before another monster did. Someone ferocious could also be sweet. But I don't think you deserve to be ridden until you pass out in their arms, after not even experiencing an orgasm first. No, you deserve to feel the best parts of this experience. The sex, The feeling of a lover climaxing and squeezing your cock. The afterglow and gentle feeling of your lover holding you as you fall asleep naturally. But first, let me get my clothes off. My body is so hot. I've never had sex with a human, or a man for that matter. But I'm definitely not a virgin. A girl has to practice her craft, doesn't she? And don't think I didn't see your eyes grow wide when I slid out of my shirt and my tits dropped out. Us Arachne can have so many children at once. I have 4 other twin sisters, and that's below average. When it comes to siblings, you can't really count them with your fingers and toes. So our breasts are naturally larger on average to support large families. Would you like to get a closer look? Maybe even suck on them? Good boy. Very good. Let me stroke your hair a little bit. I'm so wet for you. Your cock is going to slide right up inside me and squeeze and milk you. Here it goes, sweetie. It fits perfectly. And you've started sucking harder. Good boy. You love this, don't you? You like being tied up and gently fucked. The way you suck on my nipples. The loving look in your eyes. You're like a cute little boy. Would you like me to be your mommy, darling? I could feel the vibrations of your whimpers on my breasts. You like being my cute little boy, don't you? I'll be your mommy. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're doing such a good job. I love your moans. The way you aren't afraid to unlatch for a few seconds just to let it out. It must feel so intense. Oh, you can barely suck anymore. That's okay. Just put your head against my breast. Oh, good boy. Are you close? Just nod your head, dear. Oh, yes. Just nod your head, dear. I won't be upset. All right. I'm going to go faster then. You feel so good inside of me, dear. I can feel you. You're so hard. I know you are about to burst. Just a little bit more. I'm going to come too. I'm going to come too. Let's come together. Come for mommy, dear. Come. You did so good, darling. You look so tired. Here,
I'm just going to stroke your hair some more. And hum a little. How about a kiss around your face? Do you like me doing this while you're all wrapped up in both my silk and my arms? I'm going to take good care of you. I love you, dear. Mummy loves you. Sweet dreams.